John, one of the hot topics in the marketplace today is virtualization. Talk a little bit about Hitachi Data Systems' position in the marketplace on storage virtualization.
Sure, Tom. Virtualization's been around a long time. It's a hot topic from the server perspective, basically to get CPU utilization at a higher rate, but it's been in the storage space for quite some time. We first introduced storage virtualization in 2004, as you well know, and we're on our third generation of product in that space. So while the concept has been, you know, there was discussions about it being at the server level, there's been discussions about it being at the network level. We were by far the most successful in deploying storage virtualization at the controller level, and we're on our third generation of product to do that. And we're the clear market share leader in that space today. So while there's been a lot of discussion about it, the actual execution that we've delivered into the marketplace shows where the thought leadership actually is.
One of the other hot topics in the marketplace today is a combination of big data and file and content. Again, a position that Hitachi Data Systems has been working on for a long time. Can you update us on where you're at?
Big data is an overused term, and if you talk to a lot of customers, they'll describe it as extensions of the traditional data warehousing market, to machine-to-machine generated data. At Hitachi, we've taken a two-prong approach to this. One is what we call big data management. How do you store, retrieve, search, index, and archive data? And that's particularly around unstructured data, files, content, et cetera. We're taking another approach, which is really on the data analytics. So I'd separate it from big data to data management and then data analytics. The data analytics space is really on a scale-out, share-nothing architecture where we want to do what-if scenarios on kind of a grid-like compute platform. So we've done a lot in Japan in particular, a very services-led model on the big data analytics piece. We're working on productization of that IP and taking that to market worldwide. And we've got a significant number of development activities going on in that space. The big data management space, actually, we've been very pioneering in that space. We use our content core as a core repository. We've market share leader in the object store space. And I think if you look at how we actually treat data and the need to not have to back up that data long term, the big data management is much more mature than the analytics space is today.
You have a capacity services model. You've recently had some significant wins in that area. Are you capable of talking to that? Willing to talk to that? At liberty to talk to that?
I can't disclose the actual customer names, but as with our partnership with Vion, where Vion has been a very thought leader and a market leader in the managed services space in the consumption model, Hitachi Data Systems is working on the same model. There are a lot of customers that want to move to a pure consumption OPEX model for IT, and whether you call it cloud or whether you call it managed services, or whether you call it consumption-based, that is a move in the market. And we think we are very well positioned from a product perspective to enable our partners and ourselves to deliver such a consumption model. And we expect that to be a market growth driver for us going into the future.
You recently announced the Hitachi Unified Storage. How does that play in that consumption model?
Well, the unified storage model is really what we're offering is a multi-protocol access to storage, whether it's via an object store, which is more web architecture-like, or whether it's a file SIFS NFS sort of interface, which is more mature and mainstream, or whether it's a pure block model, particularly around the database world. We've unified that into one common product stack with common management. So the idea was really to simplify the architecture, ease the deployment model, lower the operational costs, but still provide the Hitachi quality and performance that our customers expect from us. We expect this to be a very robust market, a fast-growing market for us, and we expect to be taking market share like we have for the last 3 years.
One of the things that Hitachi probably doesn't get recognized, HDS doesn't get recognized for, is how fast you are to market. Can you speak to that?
Well, there's the speed from a marketing perspective, which we probably don't get credit for because we're not, I'd say, not leading the customer with vision that we can't execute against. What we are very good at doing is engineering products with a robust product roadmap and getting into markets very quickly. We were, like I said, we were the first to enter the market with a controller-based virtualization product. We have been the market share leader in that space. I think we've gained share in the high end because of that. We were first to market with a core edge file content model, where the edge storage device was really much more of a cache and the back end was a much more of a consumption model. When you've looked at applying those architectures, you can see where the core technology leads you to cloud long before cloud was actually even in the market as a marketing term. If you think of Hitachi as an engineering company, which is really what we are, I think we're very advanced on our product roadmaps and our innovation. If you think of us from a advertising marketing, we're probably a little more reserved, and that's just the nature of the company.